The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wildo's Party Line. Here we are on a Tuesday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals. Save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, plus Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin with Ken over there on the phone. We have Shan Sheridan and Kim Stevens with the Chamber of Commerce in Frankfort Main Street this morning. Morning, folks.
Morning.
Howdy, howdy.
How's everything going for you two this morning?
Awesome. The sun is shining. It's beautiful out today.
I love it. Yeah.
Shan, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, doing well. I agree. Rain is over, and for a couple days.
Yeah.
So we'll take it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Kim, first of all, I know you got a big weekend coming up with Halloween.
Yes, we do. Sunday evening, starting at 5:30, we will have trick or treat on the square, and we are still looking for individuals, churches, or organizations and businesses that would like to come out and help us pass out candy. Just give me a call or email me and let me know that you're coming, and we'll get you placed around the square somewhere.
You're also going to have a costume contest in with that, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Yes, we have three different age groups, and there will be three different prizes for each group.
And that's for the scariest, the most creative, and I can't think of the other one right off the top of my head.
Oh, shoot. I don't have that in front of me either.
Okay.
I'll come up with it.
Yeah. So, Shan, what's happening in the industrial park? I know it seems like it's kind of quieted down, but I'm sure there's a lot going on out there.
Well, I mean, the good news is that both of our empty buildings are full. So those are that's a blessing that we've got tax-paying entities in there. The better news is that neither one of those corporations that came in asked for an abatement or anything. They felt like this was a good location. It was a great fit for their companies, and so that's even another blessing that they're willing to cooperate with us and work. You know, there's some of those companies that you're out there trying to attract, and sometimes you got to dangle the carrot with these folks. Between the need that they had for the space and the buildings that were available, and logistically where we were located, it was enough to make it happen. So we're very fortunate to have the old Vicks Metal full with KAF, and then we have the old Wabash building, which is used to be the old Genco building, as most people know, which used to be the old Del Monte building, or Exide building. You
yeah.
can keep going back, and
right.
people will start going, "Oh, now I remember it."
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, it's 901 West Morrison Street. That building, I guess, would be the most best way to describe it. Anyway, it is value merchandise, which they sell merchandise from all over the world. So good to have those folks, and you know, each one of those are going to employ anywhere from 20 to 40 people, and though they may be small, it's still more employment, and it's certainly more tax revenue for our community. So
you brought up Exide, and what's going on with Exide right now? Is anybody interested? I know they've been over testing some stuff over there, but just curious.
Yeah, there's a lot of testing going on. That's a mess that Exide has left a lot of communities in that bad situation, and they're willing to give land and give property, but you're also giving the liability. So a lot of liability with that. I know they are. They monitor it constantly and consistently because of any kind of leachate, whatever would come off of that property. But there has been some interest. It's just how, what and when. I mean, there's a lot of things that IDEM have to approve, and like I said, it could easily end up becoming you know, I'm not saying it will be, but it could become, you know, a super fun type scenario. But it's one of those situations that really need, we would love to see. It's like 14 acres out there mm-hmm. in the middle of a residential area. So again, you go back into the day. That's why planning is so important. I know people don't always like planning. I know people don't like, and I'm one of those kind of guys too. I don't like government. I don't like government interfering in people's lives. Believe me, I'm all about liberty and freedom. But there's also a balance where you need to work and partner with government in making good plans and zone properly. And so this is another one of those scenarios that, you know, probably back in the day, people didn't think that the city maybe would grow that much to need that area. And, that's one of the reasons we have that there and probably shouldn't have been there ever in the first place.
If somebody were to be interested in it and wanted to buy it, how long do you think it would take them to possibly get everything taken care of and then get something built and then go?
Well, there again, it's called the word government. When you're working with, IDEM or when you're working with EPA, you're kind of at their mercy. Mm-hmm. So you can bring in a consultant, and consultants can get things done a lot quicker. We've done that in the past. We've brought in special teams that have been able to come in and do work and get phase ones, phase twos done, and even get remediation done. But if anybody listening, they can. All I have to say is two words: Ingram Richardson.
That's what you gotta say. Yeah.
And when you think about Superfund, that ended up being a long process. And then if you go ask my brother and friend Tony Del Rio, that they ended up acquiring that property when they built the Jimmy John's and that strip mall,
right?
That we were given a clean title, a clean property, and unfortunately for him, when he came in to rehab that and to clear that or to build upon it, they had concrete. It was pipes and concrete that were buried underneath there that was never cleaned up properly. He spent I don't know how many thousands of dollars, well over $100,000, of having to demo all of that and just very frustrating. So, we don't know. I mean, it is a tough situation, and that's why people are very leery when it comes to, developers coming in, very leery to any brownfield. That's why there's brownfield monies out there, but a lot of people don't want to take a chance on them. And it's understandable because you don't know what you're getting into.
And having been a part of one over in Illinois, as I was, it took them at least, it was time they got out of that plan, I'd say at least 2, 3, maybe 4 years before they actually got something on it that they could say was theirs. It just takes forever.
Oh yeah, I think you're being very
nice,
gracious there.
Kim, what have you got going between now and Christmas? I'll get to Christmas here in a second, but you got anything else going between now and Christmas? What's going on Saturday and Sunday?
Actually, November 9th through the 14th, we have our downtown Christmas open house with our merchants, and the library will have their annual art sale. So that will be coming up the week of November 9th, 14th. And then on November 27th, we have Small Business Saturday. So we'll have some specials going on during that time as well. And then December 4th, we'll have the Christmas parade, and that will start at 3 o'clock. And then from there, we start adding Santa Express and Santa Hours, and we're going to have a Whoville Day on December 11th. So lots of fun things coming up.
I know when Small Business Day started, you guys were very frustrated with how your small businesses were doing. How much has that improved since you started up with this thing?
On Small Business Saturday?
Yeah.
The fact that American Express is such a global company and they do a lot of marketing for this has been a very, very good thing for small businesses. Because whether you are participating in the marketing part of it or not, it benefits all small businesses. So very excited about that, and we partner with them every year. We are a community champion, which means we reach out to American Express and we get some free goodies for the merchants, and you know, different things to just help them market what their Christmas season is going to look like.
Hey, Shan, before we let you go, we had a question from a listener. Is Frito-Lay expanding the area where they have trucks?
Well, they've done that. I mean, they have that 30 acres that's behind them, and they continue to grow that, yes. So they that whole lot will be eventually full as they expand that. Good question, though. The expansion is gone very well. They have both plants have tied together. So their output and adding the Funyun line adding another corn chip line is causing a lot more activity, and which is good. So yeah. Yes, that's all part of the initial expansion. But yes, they continue to add more as needed.
You know, that the Frito-Lay expansion has got to be you guys got to be just thankful for all the stuff that they're doing out there.
Oh yeah, I mean we're very. I mean it's a two. Basically, you can look back over the last 2 years and see about $260 million in expansion from Frito-Lay. And people sometimes forget, you know, well, we want more business, new business, and new business is great, but retaining business is just as important, if not more important, because it also tells the story that new business, hey, Frito-Lay's been here since 1980. You know, NHK Seeding has been here since 1987. I mean, you can go back to our two largest employers and say they've been here literally for decades now. So retaining and then expanding, both of those two largest employers in our county have had multiple expansions, which it's just another testimonial. When others have closed and moved to other communities, we've actually seen expansion. So those are always good things for our community, and we appreciate Frito-Lay. I mean, I don't think sometimes people, I know they get a little upset sometimes that Frito-Lay doesn't necessarily write a check for something, but they give hundreds of thousands of dollars of chips away every year. Mm-hmm. And I know people like, well, that's chips. Well, okay, you go out and buy them out at Schultz, Schultz Market. Go buy the chips at Schultz Market. And tell me if you need 500, chips. Tell me how much that's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you a blooming fortune, especially now since everything's increased in price right now.
Yeah. Hey, I went and picked up donuts the other day for our church, and it was $4 more than I normally cost.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, what happened? They said,
inflation.
The cost of flour. Yeah, mm-hmm. Basically inflation. Cost of flour and sugar has gone up. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And real quick, I will tell you, along with what Kim's saying about Halloween, a lot of churches are doing trunk or treat this Sunday as well. So, you know, get out and support, try to get downtown. Our church is over 30 years have been doing a trunk or treat. So I know especially when things happen on a Sunday night, it's going to be mighty tough. But get down and support downtown. But also remember, a lot of the churches are out there, and a lot of organizations are doing something. It just happens to be Halloween's on a Sunday night, makes it a little more difficult. But get out there and support. And then the small business Saturday, the chamber will also be out there and involved. We've got a lot of video going on. We hit all of our. We'll be giving away American Express cards, and we'll be giving away gift certificates and things. So it'll be fun. So we always enjoy partner with Main Street and American Express and supporting and just celebrating our small businesses.
Okay. Kim, you got anything else?
No, I think we're going to be pretty busy from now until the end of the year. So
that's good.
If you're able to and we'll be getting you some information.
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate both your times this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Kim and Shan on the WILO Party Line program. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and wrap up the program next on WILO.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
The news team you've come to depend on is expanding our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BoonCountyDailyNews.com to find out the latest going on in Lebanon, Zionsville, and all points in between and all throughout Boone County. Tell a friend and check back often as we continue to add new content daily. The news resources of WILO and Casper Media work around the clock to keep Boone County covered. Just log on to BoonCountyDailyNews.com for the latest in-depth news, weather, and sports information for Boone County.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierlandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierlandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on a Tuesday. Let's thank our sponsors: Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps. Big deals, save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, caring for you is what we do. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin with Ken over there.
Got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Didn't the morning train just leave the station about 20 or 25 minutes ago?
Has left the station. Okay. Yes. And luckily, that train is not stopped on the tracks and backing up and down and back and forth.
And everything else like the train's doing this time.
Yeah. So that's the morning train.
Yeah.
Just about 5 minutes left in the program. I don't know if you heard me read this story this morning, Ken, on the WILO Morning Show as I was filling in for Todd, but 71% of people on Facebook are 56 or older. Does that surprise you?
It does.
Me too, yeah. They say that Mark Zuckerberg, the owner and founder, is considering changing the name of Facebook, which I can't imagine why he would want to do that. That is such a popular brand. I mean, that name is just synonymous with social media. I can't imagine him wanting to rebrand Facebook.
I guess, and the more I think about it, I guess I shouldn't be overly surprised. I know some friends of mine who are over 56,
mm-hmm.
Who they say they want it strictly to keep, you know, basically keep track of their kids looking
sure.
for pictures.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you, once they get on it and get started, it's they lose sight of that. That's all gone, and they want to know every little dirty piece of laundry they can find.
Well, that's up to you to keep yourself in check.
Right.
You know.
But these people aren't doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's fine if that's what they choose to do. I still think that you could have fun on Facebook. And I don't mean posting pictures of your food or anything goofy
or what,
like that.
Or what I'm wearing or not wearing.
But maybe for 2022, we bring you into the 21st century just a little bit. You don't have to have the Ken Hartman Facebook page.
The thing I dislike is what you just said. Everybody puts all their crap, their personal crap on, which nobody, I'm sorry, gives a you-know-what about.
Yeah, very rarely do
yeah.
we. And again, that's up to you.
Right.
You can choose what you see and what you share.
But what I'm saying is that if you think people really do care about that kind of stuff,
you all got some serious issues you better be taken care of.
Well, it makes you wonder, people have too much time on their hands sometimes.
I think that's the biggest problem we've probably got, period.
But it's cool because, you know, Grandma and Grandpa and Mama and Papa are becoming more technologically, you know, savvy.
Right.
And
You have to be anymore.
Have to be, absolutely.
Because I just like to think every time I just tell, like I would tell Comcast or, you know, Xfinity, I said, you guys come over and fix it. I'll pay the cost.
Yeah.
You guys come fix it and install it. That's all I want to know.
Right.
Yeah.
I can follow directions on the phone pretty well with tech support, whether it's here at the station or at home.
Mm-hmm.
Generally haven't had a whole lot of issues. Did have to have a guy come out and help us hook up our cable this past summer when we moved. That was $200 from Comcast.
What's the size print of their thing, about four point?
The size what?
Size print they put in those instructional books.
What is about 4-point font.
And
yeah.
It's about...
Need a magnifying glass.
I don't know if it's even in English or it could be Japanese or whatever they want to put it into.
But 71% of people on Facebook are 56 or older. And they say that the kids, the Generation Zers, are on Instagram, particularly Snapchat, and Twitter.
The younger ones seem to just don't like Facebook anymore.
Right, and that's a little surprising. Now, when I was banned from Facebook back in May for 90 days, and then they deleted my account altogether for sharing a picture of former President Donald Trump, I went ahead and set up a Twitter account and Instagram. Yeah, not Snapchat, but Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it was okay to kind of keep in contact, but it's like it's just not local like Facebook. I can really find out a lot of what's going on by just scrolling through Facebook with my first cup of coffee of the morning. And Twitter and Instagram, not so much.
Well, I don't think Twitter and Instagram were designed to do that.
Yeah, you're maybe right on that.
I think Facebook was, if there was, you know, such a thing as wanting to make sure everybody was notified of most everything goes on in your area, I think Facebook probably, you know, as you and I have talked quite a little bit about this, is the fact, you know, we know it's a good spot to go to catch stuff that you're not so sure what's really going on.
Right.
At least
it
gives you a starting point.
Yeah. Then you can call and confirm your own. Right.
But they don't go beyond the starting point.
Right.
They definitely don't go beyond the starting point. Everybody else goes beyond that.
So maybe we'll take some baby steps, and I'll just give you administrator access to the ClintonCountyDailyNews.com Facebook.
I thought you already did.
I haven't yet.
Oh, I know you gave me the password.
The password,
and
I don't think you could probably get in, but I don't think you could make any changes or share news until you have a Facebook page, because I would have to add you.
Okay.
So, well, we could talk about that, but we may, you know, it's just another way for us to check out news and stuff.
Right.
So, but I just wasn't impressed with Twitter or Instagram. I did like Twitter better than Instagram, but I found that Twitter, there's not a whole lot of local things going on. It's more for national.
And isn't it also on Twitter where you can't put as many characters in as you could with Facebook?
Yes. They did expand that recently where you can do more. But, yeah, you're right. There is a limit. Plus, on Instagram, you can't zoom in and make the pictures bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that on Facebook because sometimes I need to look closer.
You're getting like me. Your eyesight's getting bad.
Need to check my contact. That's probably it. Ken, thanks, man.
All right.
And thank you for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors. They include Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals. Save money right now at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Ken and I will be back for the Wednesday edition of Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from Wylo.